charge Jinergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you.
Being recorded?
Being recorded, everybody! Audio and video. Yes. Look at my... It's fine. Nothing to see here. Hey, everybody! Welcome to this episode of So Much Jinergy! Oh, I am joined here by two fun nuggets this morning. My brother... from my mother, Jeff Jones, with one F. Here he is, unpaid. He's back.
Jen, he's mad about it.
And our new buddy, Lisa David Olson Smith Johnson Jones.
Yes. The woman with four last names and people still can't spell Olson. Thanks for having me, Jeff and Jen.
Oh my gosh, we are so excited.
Glad you're
we
here.
Were laughing before the show. Oh, gosh. Good times. I'm having a hot flash. It's great.
Get it together.
Your own personal summer.
Yes, it is. I think it's my body, like, crying out, like, thanks for eating that chocolate peanut butter Cheerios today.
It's just so oozing good. Out your awesome through
yeah, that's
hot
it.
Vibes.
Yeah. My high energy is spewing out.
You know, we went
spewing.
Went to the grocery store yesterday, and I just... The kids like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, so I happened to grab some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Then later on, I was in the coffee creamer aisle. I saw they had Cinnamon Toast Coffee Creamer.
What?
I'm like, oh, man, that might be good. So I grabbed that.
Now my kids are drinking coffee.
Then
because what could go wrong with that?
Exactly. Then the kids met up with us in the snack aisle, like by the chips and stuff. And they had like Cinnamon Toast Crunch cookies. And then he grabbed those and he's like, oh, to go with this. And he set it down in there and seen the creamer and was like, what's going on with Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah, they're taking over the world, and so is diabetes.
And Jeff, I'm older than you, and so I can tell you that back in my day, we would make cinnamon toast at home.
That's what we did.
Yeah, there's an original reason before, you know, Kellogg's and all of them jumped
right.
in. So
I've tried to
make
show
it
my
at
kids
home.
That.
I'll show you on the Pinterest sometime.
We used to make Cinnamon Toast all the time at our house.
Did.
We just constantly had, it was almost like a salt shaker size of just Cinnamon
yes,
Toast
that's
mixture.
That's right.
Yeah.
Our own personal blend.
Yeah, yeah. We used to just toast some toast and then put a little bit of butter and then sprinkle that over it.
Oh.
I tried to show my kids that and they're like, well, we just, it's not the same. To them, it's
no.
not the same.
Did
to
you
me,
like
the cereal is not the same.
Did you like crunchy toast or did you like soggy toast? I was
no,
like,
crunchy.
I put 100 pounds of butter on mine so that it would get all soggy and just mush.
Nope.
Kind of like nope. A poor man's cinnamon roll is what you were making. A faux roll.
The kids and I shouldn't say the kids. Last weekend, my youngest and I did buy another pack of cinnamon rolls. And since it was just him and I, and it comes with five, we unrolled two of them and rolled it around our own and split the fifth one so that we each had 2.5 rolls of cinnamon rolls to ourselves. We were trying to make our own Cinnabon. What we didn't realize is they had to cook it so long before the center got done that the outside got super crunchy and the center was barely still cooked.
Oh, and you could have given all those centers to your sister.
We could have. I think our plan next time is to do that again and then just crunchy the whole thing, cook it till it's crunchy, and then we're going to put ice cream on them.
Oh.
So you totally sound like bar time guy. Bar time snack guy. That's who you sound like. You're teaching your kids ahead of time.
Yeah, you should start a food truck. And just put it right out. Jeff Jones is in a town of like how many? 580 people?
230.
Oh.
Oh, so it could be a food Prius.
It could be a food Omni. In this town.
a smart car.
Or just your scooter. Do you have a milk crate on your scooter, Jeff?
No, I do have a scooter. I ride up into town and back.
Oh, and I'm in a small town. We call it going over town. Just the two words, over town. I'm going over town. You need anything? Yeah, get me some bait and some Cheetos.
Yeah, the only thing keeps me from, the only reason I take the scooter and I don't put a milk crate on it is because then I'd have to also get milk. Milk's the only thing that I can't carry on the scooter. It's just too much.
Yeah.
So you're like that guy that buys a pickup truck but doesn't want to help his friends move?
Right.
No, I'm the guy who helps his friends move, except I drive a Cobalt. So it's like, I can help you, but I can't carry much for you in my car.
Right. I can take your dish towels. Right. And then I'll eat the barbecue you're serving.
Yep. I'm usually the guy driving the U-Haul, following the buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're the follower.
Yeah. Only because I usually have the smallest car. Most of my friends have trucks or something decent size.
You just drive up in the back of the truck.
Yeah, right. We'll give you a ride. I'm not burning all my gas up just to help your butt move.
Our youngest gets excited when anytime any of our friends move because he knows we'll be there helping. And he just likes to look at all their stuff.
Right. Yes. Oh,
he's
my
gosh. 12, but we heard our buddy the other day was talking about moving. And Em's like, oh, where are you moving to? And he's like, just up into Oxford. He's like, you need help? I'm like, Em, we already offered. I go, why are you? He's Steve goes, why are you so quick to jump? And he's like, I just like to see what people have.
You know, there could be something to that besides he's just a nosy little adorable kid. Maybe he's going to be the next eBay guy. Maybe he's going to be like antique roadshow guy.
Yeah.
So if teach him how to look it up on eBay and you guys could be rummage sailing to all those, all those 500 homes. Did you say baller?
Yeah.
My son is baller. My son baller than your son baller.
So we were in Montana two weeks ago, and we were with this one young kid. He's 21, and he had so much energy. He just kept, like, bouncing around like this, and he was like Tigger, right? And so he just kept bouncing, and then he would say things, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. He's like, oh, man, that slaps. You know, like, that's cool. And so now, like, slaps is a funny word, and, oh, man, big facts. Like, now it's
facts,
like
F-A-C-T-S or F-A-X?
Well, he said F-A-X, which then we all just died laughing because that meant fax machine to all of us, right?
Facsimile with the dial-up.
It's like one of the long ones where the paper's all linked together.
Oh, gosh. And it was... And then he also said dead ass. So, like, oh, man, that's dead ass. You know what I mean? Like, super cool. So, I don't know. Uh-huh. We just learned a bunch of new language there, and it was really fun, and we've been using it, like... Oh, man, I manifested this and that slaps, you know? Like,
slaps that dead ass.
Yeah. Big facts.
Turned up for what? It's like I saw my friend's adult son had some new DJ company started, and he said, for a wedding that slaps, and I lost it. I'm like, I don't know that that's the great way to start your matrimonial journey. Yes. Did you see Bill and Sue? They were, their wedding is, it slapped. It certainly slapped.
Yeah. No, I back in our day, that just meant like somebody got out of line. You know what I mean? Like, not good.
Right.
I sent them a deceased donkey. I heard that dead ass is the thing to give. So
that's what you're giving.
This is going to be a great marriage, I'm sure.
Congrats.
Yeah. Congrats. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. That's what all the cards should say.
Oh my gosh. Have you ever been to a wedding? We talked about this a few weeks ago. With some friends. Have you ever been to a wedding that you know wouldn't work out? So like, maybe you just didn't want to go because you know it wouldn't work out.
One was my own, but that's not important. Yeah, you still go through the motions. I mean, you bought all the little decorations. I'm not going to just sit home and eat all these candy kisses.
Right. Oh my gosh. Oh man. We had, we went to one wedding and the Unity candle went light. And I was like,
there's your sign.
Yeah, the universe was like, get out now.
My first husband and I photographed a wedding, and it was very Catholic, and we had to hide to be able to do photos. So I was up close hiding behind a pillar, which is actually should be on my resume. Can hide well behind pillars. And he was up in the balcony, far, far, you know, other side. So he was using this major zoom lens, and this is back in the day of 35 millimeter.
Ooh.
So when he zoomed in, the eyes turned completely red like a dog in the night.
Yeah.
And he used a special marker to color in on their eyes after the prints came back. What could you do? It wasn't like we had digital. And it was so wonderful to find out they didn't even make it a year. So that was the good part.
At least not a lot of people would be seeing them 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Isn't that great?
Like, what do those people have? Dead eyes?
Yeah. Yeah. Dead eyes, dead ass.
All dead that marriage. Dead stuff. Slap it.
Slaps. Yeah. That marriage did slap right on out of there. Lisa, after your third marriage, do you just get a discount on everything? Do you get like a frequent club card? You just get it punched when you get it back?
Yes, it's a punch card, and it's I'm not sure yet what I get. I'm hoping for the air fryer because I don't have one yet. So wish me luck.
When you need some new ice items, you just get engaged and then have that's a housewarming or a wedding present that you need. So when you find out you just need something, then you got to hook up with somebody, and then
that's you're following my plan. Yes, you've taken my course. This is great. Actually, the first two each lasted 10 years. And this current one, who I've known him 30 years, but we've been married 7-ish. And so he'll say, well, I've got 2.5 left to give the.
Oh my God.
Which I don't know if he's going. Yeah, I think he's kind of going, whew, I know I don't have to do much after that.
Kind of like when your friends have a kid and they have a baby shower. And then, like, I don't know, a couple years later, they have another kid. Do you give them stuff again for the baby shower? Is it like that at a wedding?
Yes.
Like, if you're like, do you find that like when you had your second wedding that like your friends didn't give you as much or didn't really give a shit, you know?
That then, is
like,
funny.
The third one, you're just like the third, they're just like phoning it in.
Gift card.
Like a
sign the poster board. I'm not even taking it home. It just, then we all feel good. We did something.
They're like, oh, Katie gave us $25 gift card to Dairy Queen. That wasn't even on our registry. We didn't even have a registry.
I don't do registries. And on the second wedding, it was, and I would not use the word potluck because I'm classy as F. It was bring a dish to pass instead of a gift. We want your presence, not your presence. Right. And so we actually had a potluck, and it was fabulous because people would have that thing to talk about. Oh, Jen, did you try my ambrosia salad? You know,
like, I haven't had it since the last one.
Yes, exactly. In the last wedding. And then my brother couldn't be there. And so he sent pizzas.
Oh, nice.
To be delivered. And it was just so many good story. And I'm more about the story.
Yeah.
Yep.
And people did still throw money in cards, which was neat because we did have a honeymoon. Then the third one, we got married at the theater where we have shows every year. And again, we didn't want gifts. We just wanted people to share in the event. And so that was good. Yeah. I mean, how many freaking walks can you have? So,
right.
So yeah, that's always the right way to do it, because why trade, you know, a gift for the rubber chicken dinner, as they call it. But
nice. You feeling good about this one?
He's a keeper. Like I say, you know, I'm still friends with my exes. In fact, I need to have them on my podcast too. But this guy I've known 30 years, I used to work for his company, and we've done our comedy shows together, and just we ended up getting divorced at the same time and didn't tell each other because we were both in the show. We had sketch comedy and improv show. You don't bring in your outside crap.
Right.
It was my group, and that was my rule. Hang it outside the door, pick it back up on your way out.
Yeah.
This is the show. So with that, we didn't talk about it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So yeah, it was kind of cool. So I've known him for so long. Amazing. We know each other's kids very well. So then I got to help raise them.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, 5 sons together.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Shared. Yeah. And Munch. So yeah.
And Munch. 5 sons and a Munch.
Yes, exactly.
Munch is Lisa's dog.
She's a rescue, and she's got little corgi legs and a pit face, and she's redonkulous and funny. She really has a sense of humor, but she was dropped off at the police department where I work, and somebody just dumped her, which happens a lot. We've dealt with baby ducks and baby squirrels in the last week.
What are they dropping off baby squirrels?
I'm in Minnesota here, and a lady brought her camper from Wisconsin back to Minnesota It sat on her property for 4 days. When she went in to get in and clean it, there was a squirrel nest made out of the toilet paper. It was a fabulous nest.
Oh.
And of course, Mama's still somewhere in Wisconsin going, now, where did I leave those kids?
Yep. Did I leave the coffee pot on?
And they were little pine squirrels, just like little red tails. And oh, yeah. So cute.
So did they fly them back?
No, I fed them kitten milk that I bought from the vet locally. And then I got them to my vet and they're raising them and sending me pictures every once in a while.
Aww. Nice. That's cute.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I love the animal rescue part of that job because I've got to handle like big snakes and lots of dogs, lots of cats, and a bunny that got out and it was a prize bunny. And somebody said, did you find my rabbit? It's got the name Jelly tattooed in its ear. And by God, I'm holding the freaking thing and I look and there's a tattoo in its ear. I'm like, that's definitely your bunny, lady. Come and get it.
Yep.
My a tattooed rabbit.
Called the bars. My husband there, he has Jones tattooed on his stomach.
Yeah.
People are like, flip that guy over. Yep, we got him.
Yep, he's
you
here.
You can keep him.
Yep. Looks like that beer slaps. Come and get him and slap him down.
That's facts.
Big Jeff, facts. What do you do in your town?
What do I do?
When you're riding around in your milk crate-less scooter.
Pretty much just listening to like Phil Collins on my earbuds.
That's your job?
Oh, no, I fabricate stuff out of metal.
What kind of stuff?
Like,
you're so mysterious.
It's not really mysterious. It is a lot of fun, though. I work like for an industrial.
No, I love your work. I ate this morning.
I always had a great idea for a metal spork, besides the point. And if you make the handle like a butter knife at the same time, it is what it is.
Oh, but a whole meal cutter.
With one knife, one utensil. We don't need 3, 4, 5, 7 utensils. I'm just trying to eat.
No kidding. Take that sucker camping. You're set.
Yeah.
But I work for an industrial company making, fabricating industrial ductwork for like factories and shops, real large plants.
Okay. You got big muscles, do you, bro?
Nope, not at all. No? About 145 pounds. Not and bragging.
And that's with your Phil Collins pods in?
Yep. Slightly malnourished.
Oh, buddy. Yeah, you need more cinnamon toast crunch.
Right.
It's all water weight.
I can relate. I get that too.
Just this week, though, I finished up. My neighbors found out that I do sheet metal. I went over there to borrow his rototiller, and they just pulled back in like an hour before that in their camper. I think I talked about this last week. They pulled in like an hour before that in their camper, which they were only gone for like a day or two. And they usually go for like a decent amount of time.
Yeah.
I'm like, Gary, I go, why are you guys back so early? And he's like, oh, damn air conditioning cover on the RV, blah, blah, blah. And he said he was just left. They got a day away and they started flapping on the roof. They pulled over, climb up, had a cracked air conditioner cover, like dry rotted plastic, which is crazy because their camper is only like 2 years old.
Dang.
And he said it was
terrible.
Cracked and he went to try to like tape it and put it into place and he cracked it more. And then he got mad and tore it off. And when he threw it at the ground from up there, it shattered.
Oh,
he had nothing.
Gary.
I go, let's take a look at it. So I looked at it, made him up air conditioner cover, because that was the other thing, is his wife Toby was saying that they're 3 months away, like 3 months out on getting a new one, like anywhere they can find them, they're out of stock for 3 months. I'm like, well, I can make you some, get you back on the road. So then as soon as I mentioned that, he's like, oh, look at this thing here, I need to part to hold my spare tire higher up off the ground, because when I back the camper in, I'm tearing up my yard and blah blah blah. And then she was like, I got this idea for some flower boxes. And can you do anything with our stove inside? Because it's splash guard. And yep.
So you're doing it.
Yeah. It's already done. I did it this week.
You're amazing.
That's the kind of stuff I do around my town.
Oh my gosh. I love that. Now, when they go on these trips, you said they go quite often.
Yeah.
Can't the 12-year-old just go through the house and look at all their stuff?
You would think so. You would think so.
So I'm connecting that as kind of like,
right.
No harm.
Yeah,
we'll water your plants for you.
Wink.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Jeff Jones also did improv after high school.
I did, and I was part of a traveling improv troupe back in, I think I was like 9th grade.
Oh, very fun! What a great thing to do as a teenager, because it opens so many doors of true communication.
Yep,
and just not being inhibited. What a great thing. I wish I had had that when I was a kid.
Yep. Then right after high school, I got a job at a comedy club in Columbus, Ohio. It was a sketch comedy. They did not like improv at all. Theirs had to be 100% scripted, 100% rehearsed. You know what I mean? And did that for 2 years down in Ohio.
Oh, fun.
Yep.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. Our troupe was sketch comedy that we write, and then the improv would be in between. So it was a whole variety show, like the Carol Burnett Show, really. And we always ended with a ginormous musical. Something is always about our town, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and like Potholes, the musical kind of stuff, or show choir moms. And my husband, before he was my husband, he said, I'll be in this troupe, but I'm not singing and I will not dress in drag. That's what he called it. And by God, his first show, he's singing. He's the show choir mom, full beard, blonde wig, singing about glitter and checkbooks.
Yeah.
Jazz hands and checkbooks. So yeah, it was, that's so much fun. And, you know, to be a parody, to parody something can be respectful, and it's doesn't always have to be demeaning or dark humor. I don't go there when I've been performing, but it really helped with my speaking too. Just having years and years of improvisation is, I'm sure it's like, Jen, being interactive with your audience and really knowing your audience, not speaking at them, but creating this experience.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about including them too, you know, because it's not like, you know, I don't want to come out and just, you know, jump at my computer and then just start, you know, talking at somebody. Like, it's inclusive. Like, hey, how's it going? Put it in the comments. You know what I mean? Like, I'm here with you. Yeah. Even though I can't see you, I can feel your energy. So don't be bringing no crappy juju.
It's true.
Or if you are bringing crappy juju, let's fix it. Let's laugh it out.
That's a great way to say it. And you can be interactive. And I think more and more people learn that through this Zoom world.
Right.
What cracks me up now is people having training to have better Zoom meetings. Huh. Is that something you would crave, to sit at a computer, to learn how to sit at a computer right now? I'm sorry. My flowers are outside going, come and just talk to me. Or it's just so funny. I'm like, oh, that timing is off. We're already done making sourdough bread. Everybody did that.
Yep.
So there's all that.
Yeah.
Well, we're over it.
Yeah.
We got to get outside now. Where I live, winters are harsh.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not going to sit on a Zoom meeting about Zoom meetings. Where are you, Jeff? Michigan. I mean, really specifically, where's your exact address?
BFE, Michigan.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
How do you spell that?
He's writing it down.
How do you spell that? You just add that. I'm just going to Google map it quick.
Yeah.
You're not wearing pants. I can see in your living room window. What the heck?
Is that Google Earth again?
We were laughing, Lisa. I was laughing, obviously, when Lisa first popped on here and she said that her fly was down. So that's why we're laughing about, like, no pants.
Plus, it's yoga pants anyways.
Yeah.
Fly free zone. Free fly zone? Something like that.
Yeah. Nothing to do with airplanes.
If I'm not going to work, I am not wearing waisted pants. You know, nothing that buttons or zips, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Now you know.
Can't be.
Now I see Jeff writing things down. Oh, how embarrassing. No. It is what it is. It's whatever.
I had to pull up my notes. It just reminded me that when you said something about quarantine. Now that I just realized this past week, I found two new coffee shops that have opened after quarantine. Like, they weren't there when COVID hit, but there's two new coffee shops there now.
Oh.
That shows me progression.
You say quarantine like corn? Is that what you said?
Quarantine?
Yeah. Like C-O-R-N-T-E-N. Yeah. Quarantine.
It's amazing. Get it? Maze. Amazing. Let's do some corn puns. Ready? Go.
Don't be a stalker.
You must be the...
I'm all ears.
Don't be a stalker.
Jeff's the kernel of quarantine.
Jeff Jones has thoughts that pop.
I was trying to come up with one for pop.
Pop and slap. That's a new cereal.
That sounds good.
It's got cinnamon on it.
Pops and slaps. No soggy.
Corn. Cinnamon corn.
Oh,
that can be good.
Well, somebody invented stuff like that.
and corn pops.
Hmm.
We should have, like, this is not appropriate, so if you have kids in the room, you're going to want to exit. But, like, what if you had, like, bag of dicks that were just, like, corn pops, but it was, like, bag of corn pop dicks or something, you know what I mean? Like, but they were a cereal for...
Some jokes are just for Jen.
Oh, I did hear a joke this week. I haven't told myself, too, I wasn't going to bring it up on here, but it made me laugh. All right. It's more of a riddle, I think, but...
Okay.
Crack me up. All right. What is something that's classy when you're rich, but trashy when you're poor?
Your stripper wife?
Cocaine.
Oh.
That made me laugh and got me thinking, like, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
That's interesting.
Yeah. It's classy when you're rich, like an American Psycho when they're doing cocaine in the bathrooms and all that stuff.
Right.
And they don't roll up a dollar bill. They've got their own little straw. And yeah, they were into recycling before it was a thing.
It's classy. Yeah.
Right.
Reuse that straw. Right. Little metal straw. You don't see cocaine as much now.
No, I don't, if at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
Around this area, it's there's the meth.
Yeah.
And the patches and all those things, so. Yeah, we just talked about that recently at the police department. It's like you don't see cocaine as much.
No.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast once, and they're like, can we just go back to, like, the good stuff, like the good hard stuff, like heroin, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, whoa, I don't know about that.
Is that where we've gotten to? Like, that was one of the good times?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, just they were calling them the classics.
The classics.
The classics, I have, yes.
People do around here do refer to the classics.
Yeah, the retro overdose.
Yeah, which is just like pot, cocaine.
Well, pot hash. When it was natural and not all sprinkled with Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Did you say Tang?
Cocaine. Tang.
Oh, I thought you were snorting Tang.
No.
No judgment.
He would.
Oh, that would make your eyes water. I've snorted a pixie stick as a kid. Remember that at the playground?
That doesn't excuse it.
Last week.
I say as a kid, I was probably 11. I was old enough to know better. I was old enough to know that, you know, like this could be snorted.
Yeah.
So as soon as I did, my eyes watered. I sneezed for about 10 minutes straight.
About a week.
It hurt.
Oh my God. It burnt the crap out. It's pixie stick. It's
like, he's still squinting.
The memory. He's got PTSD.
Oh, man.
PT stick D.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Pixie.
PTSD.
I can't even look at pixie sticks anymore without just my left eye just going.
Hey, Toots. Today's show is brought to you by you, the listener. Thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time, your hearing holes, and laughing with us. If you would kindly leave a comment or a review on the platform that you listen to us on, that would be super helpful. We make up our own commercials right now, and eventually, if we have sponsors, when we have sponsors, they'll appreciate it too. This is how we're going to be able to get our message out and share in love and laughter with the rest of the world. So give us a share, give us a like, give us a comment, and get that information out there. Tell your friends, tell the people at the grocery store, tell anyone that'll listen to you. Scream it out your window if you have to. We appreciate you.
Have you seen that cinnamon challenge, though, speaking of cinnamon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that looks terrible.
That seems like it would shut your breathing down.
Right.
And just shut...
I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
I don't even know. The internet.
Some mom that was trying to get their kids to quit talking for a minute.
Yeah, let's do this. Hold my beer. Try this with the cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
The other day I was looking up something about like some images. I needed a picture for like a graphic I was going to post. And I think I looked up like the Matrix or Blue Pill or something. And then this ad came up. I'm going to read it to you. It came up, it just popped up, and it said, is sex with chewable tablets right for you? I was like, who's having sex with a chewable tablet?
Yeah. And at some
point, where's the bam bam? I'm horny.
At some point, that's just going to dissolve.
I'm laughing, and I wanted to actually click the get started button just to get see what was going to happen, because I was like, I wanted to reply and say, that is not good marketing, sir. Like, is sex with chewable tablets right for you? Like, who, why?
You got the Flintstones chewables getting you horny. That's probably not a good thing. Not good. But at least it's legal.
Oh, right. So. Right. You ever schneefed a chewable tablet off your junk?
Is it less is it less weird if it was like Wilma and Betty, though? Like, is it less weird? I mean, it's weird, but is it less?
No. Oh. I don't, yeah, because I don't think the shape of it has any, or the picture on it, it's all the same powder form. I don't know.
But they start as the shapes, and that yes. That's where it all starts. You look at Wilma.
Right.
There's, yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's kind of, yeah. I wonder if you could use like a chewable tablet, like as chalk. I wonder if they would write on the sidewalk. I was just thinking about
that. On the sidewalk it would, but you're only going to get like a letter or two out of them.
Yeah. You're going to scrape a nail. Don't do it, Jen.
Yeah, you're going to lose a
fingerprint.
Who's going to, why would you waste that?
Yeah, why would you? There's some cherry flavored goodness right there.
Gosh, so good. I remember like just taking a handful at some
point. Can't you remember the scent?
Remember mom rationing them out and then me thinking like, you know what? When I'm an adult, I'm just going to eat like a cereal bowl of these because I can. And that's one of those things now as an adult, I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, or
mom
like.
Mom rationing them. It sounds like the meth clinic where everybody's in line to get their dosage.
Right. And they're like, you only get one. And then she had to hide them because we'd go back and take like a whole handful. We'd just go
take like two or three more. Like, oh, good.
And then
like
we had to have a meeting with the teachers because they're like, I don't know why she won't sit still and she won't stop talking. Like, and the fault of it was five Flintstone vitamins right before class when I was like, oh man, these little chewables are so good.
I remember when mom upgraded us from the Flintstones to like these orange, they were almost like pot, like bottle cap, the candy, the bottle cap.
Oh, yeah. Those
where they're about yay round.
Yeah, but they were like vitamin C tablets. Citrus. Almost? Yeah.
I bet it was vitamin C.
Yeah.
And those were good, but you eat like three of those and that would tear your throat up at that point.
And it would like remove the lining of your mouth out. Yeah. And it's the first layer of your tongue. Like,
I remember
you
wanting to go back to Flintstones. Just kind of like, what happened? And she's like, you're 15. Move on.
You have a problem, Jeff. And this is why I started you with rationing. Oh, I knew it was going to come to this.
You go to the dentist, and they're like, oh, you need to chill on that vitamin C, man. Like, that lining, we can't put that back.
He's walking up to mom, tapping his wrist. Come on, hit me with a Fred. Come on, mom.
Just need one to get me through the rest of the day, mom.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man.
So as kids, did you two sneak into the baking cupboard and think that that big bar of chocolate was the best thing? And that did you ever do that?
It was super tart. That thing was tart.
Yeah, because there was no sugar in it. It was for baking.
It was just straight up cacao.
Boom, cacao, slap it. Or something. What was it? That cacao slaps.
Yeah. Woo! It would slap you right in your teeth. Yeah, because you had no lining, right, from the vitamin C. So then when you did eat the chocolate, you're like.
We didn't have too many snacks like that when we were growing up. But as soon as we started having kids or mom and dad became grandparents, all of a sudden they have like a junk food cupboard. And it's
what the heck?
Like my kids have grown up knowing that they can go over there, get the ding dong, Swiss cake roll, oatmeal pie, and like. They've talked to me like, man, was it like this when you're? No, it wasn't like that when I was a kid.
No, we got fried fish and a friggin' thing of lard that was there for 3 weeks on the stove.
I'd have to clean the whole house just to get 50 cents to buy one at the store the next day at school, like at the little snack store.
Oh, man.
Like, these kids just walk over. I got a kid double fisting Swiss cake roll and oatmeal pie walking through the garage. Like, what are you doing? It's like looking for the Faygo Pop. What? It's the last thing you need.
Go pop.
I got ration. I know I got ration Flintstone vitamins because they were too much.
Okay. Do you ever share that with your parents?
No, they'll hear now though.
Oh yeah, they'll hear it every day. I could tell my mom, quit buying all this crap for the cupboard. It's killing me. It's killing my dentist bill.
Oh my gosh. Well, just send her your dentist bill.
I should just staple it to the inside of that door.
Yes.
Open it up and there's my bill hanging.
Right.
Yes.
Like, what's this?
And you can, off the internet, you could get the picture of the teeth of people who drink too much soda and infuse it into your kid's mouth on a picture. And
Oh yeah. Yeah. And say, this is them in 6 months.
Yes.
Not like 5 years.
No.
Right. Look at this. This restaurant we found in North Carolina.
Nice.
Oh,
biscuits and porn.
So yeah.
I know. That I don't know if
I'd
good.
I'd want that gravy.
No. Well, because I talk about your biscuit being your biscuit, and then it was just funny that it's like biscuits and porn because I've always called it your biscuit. So I don't
oh
know.
Oh my gosh! That's, I guess you're not
that just
alone.
Sounds like a fun combination.
Biscuits and porn, like
what's the porn? Hold on, are you just like eating biscuits in like a little private theater by yourself watching?
Or is somebody like, serving you for yeah, all somebody, your money? You can get served.
Or is it like? It doesn't imply like topless dancers or stripper dancers. It's like biscuits and porn. I feel like you're sitting like in your own little room that like other people have sat in, and you're just like a porn on a monitor while you're eating some biscuits.
You have to keep pumping quarters in to get more biscuits.
Jen, send me that address. I'm going to look into this further. I'll have.
Or what if it's like, remember the old little like the what was the little machine?
The viewfinder,
yeah. Viewfinder, yeah. It, that's what it is. You get a biscuit and a viewfinder with the little, and then you got to.
I remember when we would get
but it
new
sticks
ones.
To your face.
Yeah. We'd get new viewfinders at Kmart, and then we'd be swapping the little white discs and just sitting in the car because only one of us would have the viewfinder and holding them up to the window and looking at it like. Turning.
Yes.
It. Or like it would get stuck. Remember it would get stuck on one and one pull it and you're like, no.
To sit there and manually click it around.
Oh my gosh.
No wonder we're
sitting
like
on the hump. Yeah. To sit on the hump. Yeah. I would have the hump seat. I'm number 3 out of 4.
Oh,
what a ripoff.
Ripoff. Or like the vinyl seats that would like the stitching would come out, or there would be a hole where the wiring should be and the wire would poke.
Get you in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
But back then we could lay in that back dash while we were driving.
You could, or we also had the station wagon with the seat that looked out the back, which it seemed like that was the seat.
Those.
We always fought over who sat there. Usually just one of us,
we were
if
less...
one of us had a friend over, that's who got to sit there.
Oh,
but if it was just us as a family, between the three of us, we'd have to argue who's getting the back.
Well, because the middle seat was closer if you were mouthing off and getting sassy, so they could 100%. Reach you and they'd slap you.
And it was that exactly. It's that flailing arm when you say something, all of a sudden you're... Is that? What's that?
Yeah, you're
it
like.
It took me a while to catch on. My brother and sister would duck when they saw it, and I'd catch it on both sides.
Oh hell!
Catch
you're
the
like,
fingernail
I didn't
on the
do
top
it.
On the top of your
me.
Thigh.
Oh yeah,
flailing fingernail where it didn't cut you, but it felt like a paper cut, and you'd still feel it 10 minutes later. Like, damn, that was close.
Like a nail burn.
Yeah.
The good old days.
And then, do you know who Brian Regan is, Lisa?
I don't think so.
Comedian?
He's a comedian, clean comedian.
That's my favorite, but
no.
I'll have to look that up.
He's
like
super
clean.
Funny.
He is hilarious.
Hilarious. He talked about being in the station wagon and having a whole other vacation. Like you had a totally different vacation being in the back seat facing out because you're like trying not to make eye contact when that other person pulls
the car
up
behind
and you're like,
you're just kind of looking over here and you're just kind of, you want to stare at them. You're like, there they are.
Or like when the headlights are like giving you a suntan burn in the face and you're like, have to like squeeze down so that it didn't like hit you in the looking balls.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I'll have
man.
To look him up.
Yeah. Oh gosh. So funny.
We used to own a laundromat when we, as kids, we're from Wisconsin, but for a while we lived in Tennessee. With my dad's job, and my parents invested in a laundromat and 4 kids in the family. And so we'd go and get help, you know, not really help, but we were there when mom and dad had to do the business end of it. And to this day, I can't, if you have to reach into your dryer for the sock way in the back and you know, you partially put your head in, I just can't, I get nauseous.
Oh,
and is that ever strange? It's because I was put in a dryer as kid.
No.
And I also have issues with like, we would stand in the washer and cause it was the regular upright with the thing in the middle, the agitator.
Yeah.
And you'd spin around, which I'm sure was great for the machine.
Yeah.
So we would play like that. And so I get nauseous.
Oh yeah. No.
But there was a dryer that my sister found out. So my parents always said when they were collecting the money out of the little bins, this dryer, nobody uses this dryer by the window. And my sister, the firstborn, is very smart. And she realized the dimes were not hitting the coin box. They were going off to the side. And so we spent an afternoon with gum on a opened up metal hanger, fishing out dimes. You talk about buying all the Faygo soda and ding dongs. Nice. Oh, nice. Yeah.
I used to have a buddy, the Fraley's. Do you remember them, Jen? Mm-hmm. And we would go over there, and I don't know why, but like one of the first times I went over there, they're like, oh, you want to have like a washer rodeo? Like, what's that? And we would fill up their washer with coldest water we could get into it and then turn it on. And you have to stand there in the center of it and hang
with
on
it
to the
on?
Center while it's acetating without falling out of the washer onto the ground.
What?
The washer rodeo. And you have to hang on to that centerpiece and like it's doing this the whole time until you fall out. Because if you let go, the thing keeps moving still and it hits you in the feet and you're out. You're out.
Oh, my God. Never in my life.
So much fun. So much fun. I look forward to that every time I went over there.
Your like, shins man. Are wrecked.
Oh my God.
Again, like never thought about what it did to their washer and dryer. And they were very poor.
Oh my God.
They were very poor.
Fun fact about Jeff Jones, he can actually put a quarter in his nostril.
One Which nostril, fit. Jeff?
The left one. No, it seems like I go for the left only because I'm right-handed. So it's naturally I just bam.
So how did one find this talent?
I'm not sure. Just wondering if I get a quarter up my nose.
Was it you trying to hold your change while you're in that washer and it just kind of ended up your nose?
Yeah, right. They were like, hey, stand here. I'm going to put a quarter up your nostril and then you get agitating.
Yeah.
And then, Jen, I'd like to ask how many times you've tried that just so you could match your brother's talent.
Oh, no, I can't. My nostrils are too small. I can't even get a quarter up there. Like, a nickel is too much, probably a dime. That's about all
Weak.
I can do.
Weak.
I have small nostril holes, and I went to the doctor, and she said that I have the smallest hearing holes she's ever seen.
Did you get, like, a sticker or something? Because that's kind of...
No, I just got... laughed at for having pediatric hearing holes, I guess.
Yep.
They use the pediatric cuff on me when they take blood pressure. Look at these little noodles. Look at that. I can drive a car with them, but
right.
That's about
all you
it.
Need.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's funny.
Wow, now I'm just wondering how you figured that out, Jeff. Is that
yeah.
I don't know, but it was.
Is that something you've done on TikTok? Because if not, you should.
No, I'm not on the TikToks.
On the
no,
no,
he's on the TikToks.
I like the orange ones.
Oh yeah.
I told it on here before. I'm pretty sure I went on one of the first or second dates with my now wife, Andrea.
Andrea, she has.
We were on like our second date. We were at a Coney Island with two other people from school, and. Somehow Chris or somebody brought up putting a quarter up my nose. And I'm like, yeah, I can get a quarter up my nose. This wasn't how I figured it out, but this is, I already knew I could do it. And so I took in a quarter and I stuck it up my nose. And as soon as I like moved my nose like that, it slid up and I felt it slide up. And instantly I put my finger there and I go, oh my God, it's moving. And I tilted my head and Chris is like, let's see if I could see it. And I tilted my head. It was gone, but I could feel it right up in here. And I held it there. And so we go into the bathroom at the Coney Island with two butter knives and we're in there and Chris is trying to fish it out of my nose with two butter knives. And every time he tinged it with a butter knife, it felt like 20,000 volts to the top of my head. And
oh
it was just like
God.
Tink, tink, tink. And he couldn't get it. He kept the knives. You could feel hear the knives like grabbing it and sliding off the end of it. And so we left. We go back out to the table. We're like, yeah, we couldn't get it. We're going to have to go somewhere. So Chris lived the closest. He's like, yeah, my dad's got a workshop in the basement. So we go there. We go down into his basement. This workshop looked like it was from the 1800s. Every tool in there was rusted. One dim light bulb swaying. So I get up on his dad's workbench. And it was weird because even we were laughing at the time. This is like a horror movie because the swinging ass light that's orange. And he come at me with a pair of rusted needle nose. And I still had my finger on the quarter. Keeping, I felt like it was going to slide and go like right past my eye.
Your eyes had to have been watering. And
oh, yeah. And so he grabbed some rusty ass needle nose pliers and just sure enough grabbed it, pulled it out. Boom.
Fudge.
Yep.
It'd be so funny. And I said, fudge. It'd be so funny if two dimes and a nickel had fallen out.
Oh my gosh. or only 15 cents. Like, it doesn't even add up to enough.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And that was your third date with Andrea?
Maybe my second, first or second. I'd say
she was like, I got to marry that guy.
We'd hung out as friends prior to that, but I know at this time it was like we were on a date.
I got to marry that two bits guy.
Yep. She did.
I'm going to make babies with that man because he figured out how to get money off his face.
Yep. She likes to bring that up.
Especially for all the kids, probably.
Anyone. Doesn't even matter. You'd be standing in line at Myers. Bring it up.
Yeah.
It makes you talking about that shop reminds me of a house that we had when my kids were smaller. And we actually got to go visit it 2 weeks ago because the people that had lived there put it up for sale. I had stayed in touch and we get to walk through it again. My sons love to do that.
Oh, cool.
So the funny thing is down in the basement was a storage room, like a root cellar kind of thing. But the slide lock was on the outside of it. Always disturbing. So yeah. We just never went in there. And when we went and saw these people, they said to my sons who are 6'3 and 6'6 in their 20s, they were like, so we removed that lock on that scary room downstairs and we just burst out laughing because it's been 8-ish years since we even lived there. But the fact that they knew that, you know, just right. to say that to my boys was funny. Like, why would you have a lock on the outside of that cellar? It was so creepy. But they at least removed it. I just stayed away from it.
Yeah. Growing up, we had a buddy that his parents had a room in the basement that just always had a lock on it. And anytime we mentioned like we were going downstairs, one of the parents would be like, stay out of the room. Like, and they were real adamant. And this guy's dad was just an a-hole, just abusive a-hole. So my other friends and I always thought that like they were getting locked down in there, like in that room. And that's why they're adamant. Come to find out, his dad was just growing a bunch of weed.
Oh, what a relief. Yep. Oh, I thought it was biscuits and porn.
I know. No,
no. Weed and fear.
Vitamin C tablet distributor.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
That's scary. So funny.
It is funny when you have something that's happening when you're little and you're like, this is 100 times worse than, or when you're almost oblivious, right? When you're like, I had no idea that that was even happening.
Right.
Yeah. Like I had mentioned on the show before that my friend's house, it always smelled weird and I didn't know why. And then they actually had to tear the house down years later because her parents had taken all the insulation out of the walls and it was stacked with like cocaine, meth, everything in there. All the walls were insulated with drugs and it smelled like weed every time we went over there. That's probably why I'm still laughing and I'm 44 because I spent years over there. And I remember going to my first concert at Poison. It was Poison. Yeah. And we're sitting there and I'm like, what's that smell? It smells like my best friend's house growing up. Oh. And my friend's mom was like, oh, that's pot. And I was like,
oh my gosh.
I was like, oh my God, I'm probably still high from.
I bet.
Yeah. So maybe that's why I just didn't never do anything because I did enough when I was little, like contact high. And maybe that's why I'm still laughing. So.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Wow. You never know.
Yeah. Who knew? Nice. Good time.
You guys have a pet skunk by chance?
Yeah.
Could somebody open a Corona beer?
Actually, my friend does. She has a skunk. She has like three ferrets. She's got birds. She's got her boyfriend's sister living with her. I mean, she's got like a whole like flea market of
menagerie.
Yeah. A bizarre.
That's a lot of pee in the house, though.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot of pee.
Yeah. Oh, and she's a plant lover. She'll drive like 8 hours to go pick up a plant.
Are we back to the pot?
No, just an actual living fun plant for the
plant. I don't know if I'd go 8 hours to pick up a person.
I'm with you.
Can't you just Amtrak? If it's not near Amtrak, what are you even doing there?
Yeah. Well, I know now. That's funny because anytime like when something goes wrong, I always call dad, you know, and be like, hey, don't worry about it. Like, I got it under control because we're 9.5 hours away. And then he'll call and do that to me. Like if he has something like, hey, don't worry about me. You know, I just fell out in the garage. And I'm like, okay.
I'm just climbing this ladder with two beers in me. I'm good. It's dark. It's midnight, but nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. He's up on the roof with the blower. The cord keeps getting caught around things. What?
Yeah.
Get off the roof.
Yeah.
We had a neighbor who did that. Oh. He would blow the leaves off his roof, and then he was blowing the tree to get the last of the leaves out.
Get them out. Yep, I've done that.
Oh. I've cut extension cords with the hedge trimmers three times, I think. Two or three times. I'm actually grounded. I'm not allowed to.
Why don't they get you a gas-powered one at that point?
I have to now. Battery-powered now.
Setting your family back in electrical cord costs.
Yeah.
The Ghostbusters pack on your back.
That's what you need.
With your size, you just fall backwards.
Yeah.
Right.
Or start lift. I bet you could lift yourself off the ground with that. You aim it at the ground.
Out there blowing.
Jetpack.
But I'm levitating and they're like, oh shit, look at her.
Get my gutters while you're up there.
Where's that little girl going? That's a grown woman. She's only 4 feet.
What's look at the pink balloon, mommy.
Yeah, Rainbow Bright on her unicorn out there. What the hell? God.
Well, please go live when you do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll
put
do it
that on Tic Tac.
Yeah. Tic Tac, Paddywhack. Give Jenny a blow. Well, Lisa, we do pep in our step. And so we'll talk about like where people can find you and stuff at the very end, and I'll put a bunch of links in the show notes too. So we usually talk about like pep on our step, like things that are going on this week. Do you have anything fun coming up or anything you want to announce or advertise or
anything?
Anything, yeah.
I don't really have anything amazing coming up, but I'm always working on my podcast, which okay, cool. I love. And it's Stranger Connections, and I love the weirder parts of stories. So I'm always working on that. So check out my podcast. That's one thing. And I'm working on my next TEDx. I was lucky enough to do one in April. Nice. It's not published yet, but that was a life goal of mine. So I was very fortunate to get that experience and actually delivered in person. They weren't sure at first. So that was huge for me to not know if it was going to be on Zoom or in person. It meant more than I realized. So that
awesome.
Was great to travel chills. And do. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's going on. I'm, you know, got a book and a journal, and I've got a comedy album out. That's all telemarketer calls.
Oh, nice.
God bless.
Messing with real telemarketers back in the day when it was actual people calling us.
Yes. Where can people find your book at?
It's on Amazon. Or well, there's one right there behind me, but it's on Amazon. And it's called Laughs on Rye, WRY. And it has pictures of one of my things I do, which is the serious selfies with strangers. And that's on my Facebook page.
Oh, that's fun.
And this was a bachelorette party. I'm showing these folks here, making it serious. And that's what makes it really fun, as Jenny knows.
Yeah. Can they find your album there also?
Album is on iTunes, and it's Fun on the Phone, PHUN, Fun on the Phone. Nice. And it's Messing with Real Telemarketers. The names have been bleeped to protect the guilty who called me during dinner.
Right.
Always during dinner. Got a little journal of what ifs and why nots, creative tips to help you reignite stale ideas, all from my 20 years of doing improv and just performing and producing shows. So there's room to write and draw and creative tips throughout.
Nice.
Super cool.
Nice.
Yes. So that's the stuff I work on, and I'm painting. And awesome. I'm not good at it, but I still do it. And always playing in the yard. And I had one deer tick 2 days ago.
Oh, no thanks.
So that's my life.
Needs to tick off.
Yeah, the tick, tick tock. Tick, tick, slap that tick.
Right? I need to get dead ass on out of here.
Get that dead ass tick off my leg.
That's terrible. Nice. Yeah.
Well, that's I guess cool. I was blessed. It chose me as its host.
Oh. Yeah.
So. Oh, I'm sure that means luck, like rain on your wedding day or your next wedding or your next wedding.
Right. Yes. At least you're consistent.
So I am a business humorist. I love to interact with groups and use my improv skills, not doing let's play a game, but definitely I do team building, communication skills, and how I can reunite your teams and reignite your teams as we figure out where we're going in the coming year. Awesome. And then I do coaching, creative mentoring. People call me. I'm helping launch books online or keep you. I'm a professional nag, but I call it accountability buddy. And okay. I'm good at that. With five sons, I'm pretty good at that.
And right. You have a hilarious Facebook page.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes. Counterclockwise. It's pretty clean and it's no junk, no politics kind of stuff. So just go there to, we just share memes. That's all we're doing is sharing memes.
Yeah. So funny. Oh my gosh.
Hilarious. Oh, thank you. I love when you're there. Thank you.
It's so funny. Oh my gosh. Good times. How about you, Jeffy?
Putting some pep in my step. I think this week today, I'm starting my first painting class.
What are you going to do? What kind?
I'm not sure.
Is it acrylic?
Yep.
Cool beans.
I believe so. I believe it's acrylic, and I believe today we're painting a sunset.
Oh, nice.
Just a way, I think it's more or less just smearing colors together on the canvas to get you going.
Yeah,
get you started.
What fun.
Yep. Wife and I have signed up for that. That's actually today. We signed up for like 3-4 weeks. I've been looking forward to it forever, and every weekend I thought it was coming up, and it's not, but it is today.
What a good husband.
That'll be fun. So that's been putting pep in my step. And the youngest and I sat down last night. He was like, oh, you want to watch a movie? I'm like, sure. And this caught me off guard that he was like, oh, let's watch a horror movie. I'm like, all right, what are you thinking? So we flipped through, and eventually we come across the documentary called Wrinkles the Clown.
Oh, that's bad. Oh,
have
yeah.
Did you watch that?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't watch it.
It's
disturbing.
It is. It's a documentary about a guy in Florida named Wrinkles the Clown, and you hire him to scare the crap out of your kids.
So bad.
Family members.
No,
not like
not fun,
not in a threatening way. He doesn't like come running after him and stuff like that. But
no,
like,
he would hide in the chest at the end
of
the bed.
Parents will like pay him to like hide in their kids' closets and then
to
like
say, come if out. You're not good, wasn't it? Like, if you're not good, Wrinkles the Clown is going to show up,
or they just would call him. A lot of parents would use his answering machine as like a threat to their kids. Like,
so
you know, call Wrinkles the Clown, and they call him, and he's like, I'm you want this and that, and it's like. It's weird.
And you watched the whole thing with him?
I dozed off a little more than halfway through it. I want to go back and finish it tonight, but it was good. I thought it was good. It's creepy.
No thanks.
But like, yeah, parents would just hire him. Like, if they knew their kids that were going to throw a party or at a house with a party going on, they would hire him. And he just like walks the perimeter of it just enough that you see him. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah.
Wrinkles the Clown.
No.
You're going to find out that you're going to find out more about him in the second half that, no, you wouldn't have paid him money to come onto your property.
Right.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's bad.
I don't know what kind of parents would do. Even my youngest and I were sitting there watching. And I'm like, what? Like, you imagine the trauma these kids are going to have later in life. And then bam, they're interviewing a psychologist like 30 seconds after I said that. And he's just like, yeah, the trauma, the detrimental. I'm like, yeah.
Well, bad enough that you tell them Santa's watching you and everybody's watching. Like, I'm just trying to use the bathroom.
Right. I couldn't imagine threatening my kids with like Wrinkles the Clown. Like, you want Wrinkles the Clown? Come get you. Do your dishes. Do the dishes,
right.
My son. Wrinkles
that
the Clown
no
here to help
bueno.
You do the dishes. And you're just like, what? And then they get Wrinkles the Clown to come stand like in your backyard. He's just always standing.
Trust issues. Not cool.
No, that is not good.
No.
No.
Like, I think if this was like a B horror movie, you'd be like, no, that wasn't good. It was goofy.
Right. But
to know that it's a documentary and it's real and this guy lives in Florida and this can happen. It's just like.
Yeah. Not cool. It's
bizarre. Right.
What's your peppy, Jen?
Pepping my stuff this week. Working with some new friends on some new content stuff. So I'm excited that will be coming out soon. So I'm going to put together a 4-week content series that at the end I'm going to have a big announcement. So I'm super excited about that. Yeah. Yep. And some fun classes coming up and just business is kicking off and super excited about that. Have some live events that I'm working on and a retreat that I'm working on.
Oh,
nice.
Now, is this coming from your recent travels? I know that you got very inspired. You had some wonderful posts. They were very grounding.
Yeah. So a friend of mine and I are working on 2 separate group activities. And then at the end of these group things, then we're going to come together for a retreat. So we're going to like have everybody come together. And it's going to be like for the greater good and have a bunch of, it's going to be like a celebration, but also an awesome experience. So we're super excited. So we're putting all the details together about that.
Oh, keep us posted.
Maybe.
On the retreat, you're going to have zip lines. If you have zip lines, I might go. Or they're like tubing where we can just sit in a tube, go down a river.
Maybe.
She might have a washer.
Oh yeah.
Cold water.
Washer rodeos.
Shake those quarters out of your nose.
I hope my kids don't hear me talking about that. I could see one of them doing
that.
That'd
be terrible. That's how you could have got that quarter out.
Yeah.
Just saying. Regrets, man.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, everybody, I hope you have an awesome week. And thanks again to Lisa. It was super fun meeting you. I know
nice
we've
to
been
meet
chatting
Thank you,
for
Jeff
a while
and John.
Now. Yeah. And I'm super excited for all the awesome things that you have. And can't wait to see when your TEDx comes out.
Yay. Thank you for having me on your show. You two are fabulous fun. Thank you.
Yeah, good times here. We'll slap the meditation drum with the corn dog because I can't. Okay, see you next week.
Bye.